Were you surprised when the Patriots reached out to you? I know that they've loved you since 2000.
It was a good fit for obviously both of us. I was excited when I got the call, and it's a place that I've obviously known about since college, and that I've always wanted to be a part of, and things worked out.
You adjusting to life on the East Coast a little bit? It's a different setting for you, huh?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, we like being out here. Different part of the country, see a different part of the country, and come here, and this is the type of place you want to be and want to work at. So I'm very excited.
If I'm not mistaken, you've never been part of a winning team in the NFL.
It's very true. That's one of the big reasons that I came here, because we've never had a winning season in my 8 years, and obviously that's why you play this game, and so that was a very big part of why I decided to come here.
Is it funny how sometimes reality doesn't often match the script? I mean, whether it be winning seasons or when you came out and people said that's the best player in this draft and possible Hall of Fame player. Now, I'm not saying that things haven't gone well, but it's just the script. The reality doesn't always match the script. How difficult has that been at times?
It is what it is. It's you're put into a situation, and we all know that winning and being a part of a winning team gets you a lot of those things. So it hasn't been ideal, but play with the cards you're dealt, and I'm just glad for the opportunity to come to a place like this, and I still know I got a lot left in me.
Are you at a point where you're more comfortable playing guard than tackle?
Yeah, I'm going to do whatever's best for this team. I want to win, and whatever these coaches decide, they're going to put the best guys on the field. So that's up to them.
What were expectations like for you when you were coming out of the draft? Was it just too lofty? Was it too high?
I mean, if you're drafted high, you're going to have a lot put on you. So it is what it is. That was a long time ago. Honestly, I don't really care what, I come out, I'm going to work to do the things I know I can do and do the best with the situation I'm in. So that's, it is what it is. You come in, and what other people think of you, to me, doesn't really matter.
Well, Dante Skarnecki, have you been in contact with him at all?
Yeah, it's, I've got to talk to him. Obviously it's different. I was in a system for so long. Coming in, everything's the same. It's just different terminology, so it's just being able to listen to the quarterback and what's going on. So it's been great with him. He's my type of guy. He's all about, getting after guys and winning ball games. And that's what I'm all about too.
Is the left side, Logan obviously is working back and it's months away from being decided. But are you looked at right now as a swing tackle? A swing lineman starter?
That's for the coaches to decide. I've been told that they're going to put the best five guys on the field. So, I'm going to be one of the best five guys. That's my goal. And they're going to do, put guys where they see fit.
This might sound goofy, but is this to you looks like, hey, this is a new chapter or a new book. This is what I'm doing with this portion of my career. It's been enjoyable being in the NFL. But
yeah, it's, I'm coming here like I have every place I've been. I'm going into to earn a starting spot, and it's a lot of things that go into that, staying healthy and performing well, but that's why I'm here. Everyone has their goals, and I came here to be a starter and contribute.
Robert, where are you health wise? Did you have to deal with anything in the off season before you dealt
with that one? I'm ready to go. I dealt with the stuff I needed to, and I've been ready to go since I got here. So just working to make sure I'm ready for the OTAs and training camp.
Family settled in and everything? You got kids?
Yeah, two kids and my wife. They just got out here, so she was real pumped to do that cross-country trip with two kids. But we love the area. It's kind of reminds me of where I grew up, kind of rural, and we're not a big city people, so we like it here.
Good. The weather gets better.
Did you hear from other teams, or was there a point where you wanted to come here?
We did, but it was an easy decision. We heard from these guys first, and it was a fast decision for me because this has been a goal for a while. And when they reached out, it was a done deal after we talked about it.
What do you mean it's been a goal?
Well, just a place like this. I knew a lot about this place in college, obviously, with Coach Ferentz's relationship, and You know, it's just, it's a place that's run right, and the tradition's right, and, you know, they're all about winning. That's, you know, going through 8 years of a never winning, having a winning season, that's something you really covet when you get to this point. So it's, you know, that's why I'm here.
Have you talked to Trevor at all?
Yeah, yep, talked to Trevor. You know, it's nice to know a couple familiar faces, so, you know, that's great when you get to a new place. You're not the new kid in school. So
you guys both referenced how you wanted to come here for winning reasons. Was that something you guys talked about? You know, have you guys both been up here?
No, actually, I didn't talk to him until I got here. I didn't even know until I was on my visit when I saw him. you know, I saw him walk in, so, you know, it's just been, and obviously he had the same thought as I did.
All right, guys.
I wanted to ask you one question about one of the guys in Seattle, Breno Giacomini. Mm-hmm. He's a local guy here. Mm-hmm. Just, what'd you think of Breno? And
I like Breno. He's Boston through and through. So he's a great guy. He actually texted me when I signed here that you know, was couldn't end up in a better spot. You know, because he's all Boston, and you can tell. So he's a good guy. It was fun playing with him.
What'd you think of him as a player? He's a young player and developing. What do you think about his future?
You know, he's got a good future. He's, you know, obviously he came in last year and did a lot of great things. And, you know, he's, you know, he comes to work. So that's, I'm sure he'll do great.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks.